For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A multi-year drought following California's hottest summer on record is getting some of the blame for the wind-driven wildfires burning statewide. In Southern California, the monstrous blaze that's destroyed homes in Malibu and other parts of Los Angeles County now linked to two deaths being investigated. Chief Daryl Osby with the L.A. County Fire Department also announcing that the Woolsey Fire has doubled in size with more than 70,000 acres burned as of today.
Our firefighters have been facing some extreme tough fire conditions that they said that they've never seen in their life.
Recounts ordered in Florida's U.S. Senate and governor races. The decision follows the submittal of the latest vote counts from county election supervisors by today's noon deadline. Attorney Eugene Pettis, the counsel for Broward County officials, denied allegations of criminal activity related to ballot counting.
There have been allegations of fraud. Those are serious charges. There's no basis for it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
French President Emmanuel Macron and U.S. President Donald Trump talked about Iran in their closed-door meeting today. Macron once again explained France's position in favor of maintaining the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action Treaty, or the Iran nuclear deal, and European policy in general, according to a French presidential spokesman. The two leaders also both want to get greater detail about the events surrounding Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing, that according to a French presidential spokesman following the meeting. However, neither leader wants to do anything that could destabilize Saudi Arabia. A knife-wielding attacker who killed one person and wounded two others before being shot dead by police in Australia's second-largest city had links to Islamic State, and the assault is being treated as a terrorist attack, and according to Australian Federal Police Assistant Commissioner Ian McCartney.
The individual was known to intelligence agencies and police. This individual did hold radical views, and his passport was cancelled in 2015.
The suspect, who died in the hospital shortly after the attack, is identified as Hassan Khalif Shara Ali. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Four people were killed when the small plane they were in crashed after the pilot apparently suffered a heart attack. A student pilot on board tried to make an emergency landing. The plane dropped off radar Friday night, and the wreckage was found Saturday morning in a cow pasture southwest of Guthrie Center. One of the dead was 15 years old. The four were on their way to a hunting trip. The 2018 Rockefeller Christmas tree arrives for the holiday season. Shirley Figueroa, who donated the tree along with her wife, says she felt like she was winning the lottery when Rockefeller Center came to see her.
It's like the sweepstakes, you know, you don't think they're coming. They came, and they knocked on our door. And it was really cool and exciting when Mr. Posey, the head gardener of Rockefeller Center, came by and told us that he was interested in the tree. He had been eyeing it. We were very honored and thrilled.
It's a 72-foot-tall, 12-ton Norway spruce. This year's tree hails from a Wallkill, New York farmhouse about 80 miles north of New York City. Egypt's Minister of Antiquities, Khalid El Anani, says they've made a new discovery in an area called the Babesia, where the French had been excavating for more than 30 years.
The Supreme Council of Antiquity resumed its work in the western side from the site where the French worked. They were able to uncover three small tombs of the New Kingdom and four small tombs of the Old Kingdom.
The tombs contain mummified scarabs, cat mummies, gilded statues of cats, including a bronze statue dedicated to the cat goddess Bastet. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.